Senator Coons, how about within the federal government?
Well, the way James put it there, I think, is a good balance between it's okay to have codes of conduct to say to an employee, you shouldn't be speaking out on behalf of this company or this department of the federal government, where your role, for example, requires that you be trusted and that you not take partisan political positions. One of the challenges of the intersection of the line between social media and one's conduct on behalf of the government is that today we can see into your internal views. But it's not that new. So let's imagine that you're a career federal prosecutor or you're a judge. Historically, there have been clear rules against engaging in partisan politics while you're performing those functions. The internet just makes it easier for folks to police and punish those who make statements that are considered extreme or out of the mainstream. Cancel culture is a real challenge to us, to balancing free speech with positions of responsibility, and we have to find our way through this together in a way that offers some grace and humility while celebrating the free speech that is the foundation of our republic and urging people to think twice before they post things that are outrageous online.